Howdy, friends. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, and this is the Bearheart Show. Just two good old boys telling you what you should already know. So have a seat, relax, and get ready for some mighty fine radio. This is Bearheart.
Hello, everybody. Hey, this is Vernon and Brandon with the Bearheart Radio Show, coming to you live from WVFF.
Are we recording that on video too? Because that looked really good from my side.
Oh, we're good. What? Hello.
You nailed it, right?
I do look good, didn't I?
So, yeah. Well, what are we talking about?
All right, remember language tonight, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I know my language.
What language? Yeah. I do not know Hebrew that is sitting here in front of me.
Are we talking about a family establishment language or a trucker language?
Trucker language. We don't want trucker language.
Oh.
A mild deviation between the two, perhaps.
We'll
keep it as clean as we can.
What are we talking about tonight, fellas?
What is it? What, like week, 2 weeks since we've been in here?
It has been 2 weeks.
It has. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff going on. I told Dave, I'll totally be honest with you. I told Dave when he came in, he says, hey, you guys doing a radio show tonight? And I said, Dave, I'll tell you what. I said, I really have been so busy, I have not had the radio on to be able to keep up with everything that's going on.
Yeah, you got some bits and pieces.
The stuff is happening so fast. How do you keep up?
But, you know, I find it odd. It's like, it's every time we come this close to election, right, there's so much more. Right? Everybody's making a joke about P. Diddy and his baby oil and everything else.
Let's distract
some people. Like, oh, why does that bother you? The guy's ordering a thousand gallons of baby oil, right? Whatever.
Right.
He might not be the only one. I'm just saying. But then you look at the other things that are going on with the storms. Yeah. With the election and everything else, it's like there's so many distractions out there right now. Which one do you follow? And like you, this last week, I have not been able to follow too much of what's actually going on here. But it's still a little bit ridiculous when we hear some of the reports coming out of, you know, Western North Carolina up there with the storms that hit Nashville and everything else. It's why it took so long for the federal government to come out saying something. But they're telling people that we're here supporting you, but they're not seeing the people there on the ground aren't seeing it.
Wait. Here's the thing. They just sent how many billion? Eight? Can we say $8 billion to Ukraine?
Yeah, easy.
Okay? Yeah. No, that was the last voted amount was $8 billion to Ukraine. And do you know how much they are sending to each individual that has lost their house, their job, their car, their everything?
It's been a gracious $750.
What?
Unbelievable.
No way.
Yeah. Just knock you out of your shoes. But you got to get on a computer or the phone to go ahead and claim that. Oh, but wait a minute.
Oh, that's true.
There's no internet, phone service, or power out there right now, right?
I hope Dave's recording because Dave's running out of the room right now. He may be gone. He may be back.
Oh, he's back. Yeah. There he is.
It's right there.
But so when we look at it, it's like, so they're getting $750, but here's the reports are coming out. Now, and I haven't had the opportunity to go ahead and double back check on this, right? But it's like, why is the money gone from FEMA?
FEMA!
Why is it gone?
FEMA!
Where did it go to?
They are asking for more money.
This is a story.
Forced off.
And I haven't been able to validate it, but that's been the story. It's like the budget is short because they were using FEMA as a cover for the illegal immigrants.
A whole $1 billion.
Yeah. $1 billion gone to immigrants, undocumented, illegal, whatever you want to call them.
Set change. Four-star.
Set them aside because I can buy those votes cheaper than I can buy your vote that's already here as a citizen.
Exactly.
Right. That's so how many did they lose out of Asheville,
Appalachian,
and Chimney Rock that is completely...
Appalachian Mountain people have... They're desecrated.
Chimney Rock is completely gone.
They're gone.
It's gone. Yeah. It's decimated. There's
Highway 40, gone. But, it washed down the frickin' mountain.
But let's back up in history. At this point, what did we have going into New Orleans decade or plus ago, right? We had the campers, the trailers, the places for people to live. You're hearing reports and stories of people that have no place to live. They're borrowing campers from people, right? And maybe they've learned a lesson because we had people back up on those things that they were gracious for the camper to get them back then.
Right.
But then, oh, wait a minute, they had molded them. Well, you're in a flooded environment. You didn't keep the place clean. Now you're going to sue the government for the free stuff they gave you.
Yep.
See, I appreciate you. I gave you stuff instead of the other word I want to say. But
you're right.
I try hard, right? But there's things out there that can still be done, and they're not doing them.
No, not at all.
It's not. And I will give this grace to, and I don't know if it was a mayor or governor up there, but when somebody asked him, and I caught bits and pieces of this one, somebody asked him, were you guys prepared for this? After receiving 20 inches of rain prior to that storm going through there, what more preparation can you do? Nobody's prepared for what fell on that place. And we have this problem here, and it's grown significantly over the past 5 to 10 years here, where there's a storm coming. It's a boy who cried wolf, right? So nobody was really prepared for what was about to hit up there. They were talking about the wave that was going to come into Florida, into that panhandle down there. But nobody was prepared for it, and nobody was watching what was actually going to come up here.
Who thinks of the mountains flooding?
No, yeah. Right. You're on a hill, but you're flooded. But it happens.
The rain comes from where? Where does the rain come?
Up above.
Oh, it ain't the ground.
Up above. And no matter how high the mountains are, the clouds are above that. So the rain comes down, the flood comes down.
And they build the towns in the little valleys.
In the valleys.
And they're beautiful towns.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful towns, but when's the last time that things happened? But nobody really, I honestly don't believe, in this case here, it was the opposite. Because the storm was coming in, and we had schools shut down in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Right? But where was the track going? Here was a legitimate one where they failed to report accurately what was going on. But a beautiful job of weather, man, is you can be wrong 50% of the time, you never get fired.
Right. 21st century weather, and can't still even get close to being right.
But even that, we didn't
know. I want a job like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get a government job.
Yeah.
You don't get fired.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I don't know if I should say it, but I'll just say it.
Leave the names out.
A government facility just lost a person because he was caught doing inappropriate things on his desk. And he got promoted to a different position in a different location.
To a missionary to Chicago?
That sounds like the Catholic Church. You're talking about the government or the Catholic Church?
I'm going by...
But that's the deal, though, right? We can't fire him, so we promote him and move him to another position out of the way. It happens all the time.
This I'm telling you, just happened locally.
Yeah, why does our government...
Just happened locally, and I'm telling you firsthand info.
Why does our government...
I don't want to know what he was doing on his debt.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Dave.
He wasn't doing his work.
Work it, baby, work it.
You know what is up. But I'll tell you what, though, that's a serious, legitimate problem. Like, that's the deep end of it, right?
Yep.
But honest to God, that's why our government fails. When we worried about government spending and how much money's being tossed out the frickin' door, because number one, people will not get fired. They'll get promoted to move them somewhere else to become somebody else's problem. Unless they commit an actual crime where they go to prison, if you're a government employee, you're not going to get fired. And a lot of people go into those jobs for that simple reason.
Oh, hello. Wait, let me finish the story because you're right on
I'm
just the money.
I'm fueling the fire, man.
Fuel the fire.
Just so
he went and got relocated, right? And boom, got hit with a sexual assault
on the desk again.
What? Not on the desk.
Oh man, no, back room this time.
I don't know where, but she complained.
He finally got fired.
Because it was a actual claim of sexual misconduct.
He underperformed on the second attempt, right?
That might be.
Could be it. He underperformed. I shouldn't say that. That's
this
wrong.
This is supposed to be a family show. Yeah. Get out of your head.
But legitimately, like I had a friend of mine that had multiple issues with an individual. He's a government employee, multiple issues with another government employee, filed the claims and did everything that he, here's the counseling.
WVFF.
Here's the counseling. Here's everything, right? And pushes everything up in a legitimate fashion to his boss, right? Going, we need to suspend or fire this employee for these reasons.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Pushes it up there.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Magically, that paperwork gets lost, right? Because she's a woman of not being in white collar, right? It's just like all these different things. It's like the whole DIE or DIE versus DIE, right?
It sounds like January 6th committee and what happened to all of their files?
They just disappeared. They disappeared.
People lose stuff. They mysteriously got shredded.
Right. And that's you're never going to win when you're fighting against the government, right? If the government wants to win, those agencies that want to win, they're going to win.
This government.
They're just in today's world, you can't get there, right? And I went through experience myself a couple of times where it's like you're hopeful that
I'm telling
that the people will see Monica, the people that decision
you went making, through this yourself. I'm telling Monica.
We got through it together. We've gone through a couple of experiences with filing some issues with the government, right? And failed on both accounts.
Oh, you're talking about business.
Yeah, business. Failed on both accounts where the basic response was, yes, you were done wrong, but legally they didn't break a law. Yep. Or, yes, you were done wrong, but they were within their rights of discretion.
Right.
So now, at what point, when you look into competitive landscape...
This, he's talking about business.
Right.
We're not joking about a fantasy affair or whatever. Right. He's talking about legitimate business
with the federal government. Yes. They're always going to hold you to the fire. They're always going to have the capital and everything else to do what you want to do.
They're going
to
win.
Yeah, they're going to win regardless, right? Yep. Here's fair and equal competition, but at the end of the day, the agency has full discretion on who they want to choose. Why do fair and equal competition is advertised when it's not that, right? But they're always going to win. You have no say.
Excuse you.
But and that's where I love the fact of, you know, Donald Trump when he comes to someone drain the swamp, because he's been wrong before, guys,
why I voted for him the first time, because why he kept repeating I'm going to drain the swamp.
Before he came into political office, before he moved into there, he'd been wronged by the government before. Oh. Nobody knew about it, right? Now, when he tried to move into office, what everybody's seen since then, what they tried to do to him, right?
Yep. He had no idea how deep the swamp was.
Hey, hell no.
Exactly right. Because guess what? The reason he fought so hard his four years was because he was fighting the swamp on the Republican side as much as he was the Democrat
side. He surrounded himself with people that stabbed him in the back.
What?
Every day and day. Because it was still part of the mechanism, right? Yes. Because at best, that guy's going to be there for eight years, right?
Donald Trump didn't know when to close his mouth, so he just, time after time, let him stab him in the back.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope he never puts a four-star or a three-star general in his cabinet, because they don't take orders from anybody. You know, one star, maybe that's fine, but you get that high.
I'll tell you what, I honestly, God.
They think they are.
Look, as a former Marine, I honestly, God, I know there's got to be more back behind the story and everything else. When he first brought in General Mattis.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cried. I was so happy because when he first came in, he came in and he said, we're going to stop. But it's like when he brought in General Mattis and had to go through the process of getting him appointed as the secretary.
That's crazy. Yep.
Yeah. I thought, man, that's brilliant because I've served under the man. And I've been in rooms where this little short man, and I've got a room full of colonels and light birds and one star generals. I've been in that room when he walks in with his smaller stature, right? And like, boom, everybody picks up on him. And the room goes silent.
Yeah.
And this is in the middle of the battlefield, right? We're in tents out there. He comes in, and his presence it was unbelievable, right? Yeah. I've been in rooms with big, large people that came in, they command a presence. Here comes in this man, and it's like, because of his history, he brought that with him.
Yeah. Right.
Here's a man that, as he's traveling and we're moving north through the battlefield, he's got a box of books with him. He said, what are the books for? These books... People have been here before. They've learned their lessons. I'm learning their lessons so we don't relive them. This man was a battlefield genius. He was. He came in and he got appointed into his position underneath the Trump's cabinet.
Yep.
And he says, the first thing, we're going to stop all this accessory training that's crap, right? That was that preemptive strike to the whole diversity, equality. This has to stop.
Yep.
And he wanted to stop that. And then, I don't know, something transitioned, something turned. And nobody will ever know what changed his mentality.
Oh my gosh.
That separation that grew between the two. But it was, in my opinion, two of the world's greatest warriors in different battlefields that ever came together.
Yep.
But they just couldn't work eye to eye. They couldn't see eye to eye on those things.
In my mind, When you get that high as a general, you don't take orders from anybody ever again.
But if you talk to any Marine that worked under General Mattis, my God, just nothing but praise. And most that I've met that after the fact that I've known after the fact are confused by what happened here.
Yeah,
right.
You leave the room scratching your head.
Yeah, like I don't know what to do with the information. Like there has to be, there's something else that I don't know. There's something else that we don't know
problem. I left the room with an opinion that General Mathis stabbed him in the back.
And that's what a lot of people did. But having been in the room with that man on multiple occasions myself in the past, I don't see him stabbing in the back. There's the information that we don't know. There is. Then there's always going to be that gap between what's actually going on up there and what we see down here.
It was two egos. And it could be higher than the other, and the other always the highest.
Yes and no, but there's this four-letter word out there called W-O-K-E. Yeah. And that is a power.
But I don't believe either one were going towards that factor.
There's got to be some
explanation. Yeah. I beat my head around it for the longest time when everything
because
occurred
because you look at where the military is now.
Yeah. Oh,
You're asking these questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, the commercial. Join the Army. Hello? Get your sex change operation for free. Yeah.
Really? They do? Have you seen that one?
No, but that's what it's heading
for. It's heading towards that direction. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't watch that much TV anymore.
Illegal immigrants, so you might as well, if they're willing to give it to them,
you can be an illegal immigrant, go to prison. And get your sex change operation at the government's expense.
Well, guess what? It's easier in the female prisons than it is in the male. So if you get the sex change operation while you're in the male, guess what?
Look
at all the stuff you
can
look
at.
Truthfully, fellas, if I was heading for prison, I would identify as a woman. I really would.
Seriously?
That's what I'm talking about.
I would go to the women's prison.
You are I just want to make sure that you weren't going to the men's prison identifying as a woman.
Go ahead,
that was my question.
Lop it off. Let me go over there.
Please.
At least I can enjoy the view. I can enjoy the view. I can't use nothing, but I can enjoy the view. Come on, man. You can't tell me that.
But just make sure when
you don't even make them lop it off. They just if you
no way you got to lop it off.
You can go.
Chemical castration are going to feed it to you.
There's been dozens and dozens of those they've sent to the female prison, and now there's impregnated inmates.
Yes, that is true. That is 100%.
Well, like what was it? Was it the whole one like? When you when you go to boot camp, they were feeding you saltpeter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't believe they did.
Dude, you were so confused and so screwed up in your head. Yeah, even at that age, they broke it from working, right?
Yes.
There was no saltpeter in there.
I never got the urge, nothing during the whole 9 weeks because I was in triple threat. The whole 9 weeks I was in military. Never. Bloop.
Only nine weeks. That's a good
one. And you were in the Navy and you never got the urge at all?
Oh. Not with them feeding that crap into the daggum gallery.
Well, they weren't giving it to you. It was a mindful mind screw, right? But how about when you were on the subs? Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you
I wasn't on subs. I was on minesweeper.
The minesweeper. That's right.
I was sitting at the dining table.
You're still hot racking it, though, right?
You weren't again.
At lunch.
We were hot racking.
And this female recruit sat down.
Oh, God.
You lying.
We had never seen the females in there. What in the world's going on? And I started... They weren't feeding us that, okay?
Feeding you.
Because they weren't feeding us that. And I spoke three words to her, and the drill sergeant said, "You're done. Throw your food away."
Like, they had all those rumors about the saltpeter being the food, right? But it was like Sunday was your time in a Marine Corps boot camp at the time that I went through, right? It was your time. You can go to church. If you didn't go to church, you just stayed in the squad bed, whatever, right? But they give you, like, the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
Sunday paper had, like, the little bitty...
You didn't go to church?
Well, I did after the JCPenney catalog worked out. But it's like I went to like the Mormon church session. I went to these different ones that they over the 13 weeks.
It's like anywhere to get out of there.
But like because what I found out after the first 2 weeks that I was there is like I got tired of looking at the JCPenney miniature catalog that came in the Sunday paper where they sold lingerie, right? Oh. So I knew my it wasn't turned off. That's so right. My stuff wasn't turned off, right?
That's
but
true.
Then I found out one of my buddies convinced me I'd go to church, the church system. So like every Sunday after that, for the rest of the 13 weeks, I was going to a different church because I realized that the guys that live local had their families coming with them. Yeah. Daughters, mothers, Hello. Whatever. It was like,
and their sisters.
There's women. Because we're on the yes. other coast. And freaking out here on this side of the world, you guys got to go to boot camp with the females, right? No. We didn't see any. Until Sunday
we
come back,
like,
you just you're like I smell females. And like it was right. There was no way there was saltpeter in that food.
No, you can tell the age difference between Brandon and I because there was no females in our boot camp.
Well, you were Navy lucky. At that time. Yeah.
No, that was the woke. Yeah, well, yeah.
The
woke.
The Navy military. Really doesn't need females, do they?
No. And we still don't.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Yo. You just lost 3% of our viewership.
and
we're down
right.
to six people now. Oh, no.
Oh, I
but I tell you what, the honest to God, so there was our adopted.
Wire.
And look, I've worked with some awesome female service members, right? And because oh, yeah. and I say service members because a couple while I was in the Marine Corps, and then while I was contracted, I worked for some that were from different services as well. Yeah. And tough as woodpecker lips, a lot of these girls were,
yeah.
and they got shit done, and they did stuff. Like we had this lady that was she was Army Intelligence when she was in the Army. She came to work with us as a contracting firm. We had a vehicle that. An IED came through, took off the driver's hand, and Whoa. This was her first time in the field. She legitimately picked up the hand, wrapped it, protected it, so Man. In the hopes of putting it back on, wrapped up his arm. This frickin' warrior, he actually, with the arm wrapped up, it was a 5-speed transmission. He still drove that vehicle back wow. and got everybody out safely. Well, she picked up and wrapped up. But this is her first time out into,
wow.
you know, the outside the green zone, if you will.
Yes, yeah,
And it hit her hard, right? But yeah. but she held strong for that years and years after, and it still revisits her. But she's an amazing person for doing that. So I don't fault you know females for you know
no,
they should actually be there.
Absolutely
but
not.
we had have a family friend of ours who she's now since passed. She passed, I believe, about 101 years old. She awesome. Was a part of the first group of female Marines in 1942.
Wow.
She was an air traffic controller, and she was actually which is crazy because our friend of ours. Who yep, his mother, who recently away. Passed, she was an air traffic controller for the other side in World yep. War II. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awesome. Amazing. And she had...
With a swastika and everything.
Yeah, amazing history between the two of those guys. But I've actually got the Eagle Globe and Anchors that this adopted grandmother of ours that received when she graduated boot camp in
Isn't
1942.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. And so, but she had a position with females interacting and working in the military. She yep. had her own position yep. on it that they shouldn't be on the battlefield. Right, and I don't know that I wholly disagree with her.
I don't.
Because when we did see them show up accidentally on the battlefield at the time, it was odd. It was uncomfortable, yeah. right? Because our natural instinct as a man is to do what?
Protect a woman.
I'm going to protect the female
That's
over
exactly right.
my friend sitting
That's
over
exactly
here.
Right.
And our focus is on them. And that was, and it's not that the... Honestly, I don't believe it's the fact that people try to make the argument, well, she's a female. If I get injured, she can't carry me. Dude, I know no, dudes that no. can't carry
that,
me.
That
right?
never entered my mind. I've met dozens of female soldiers while I was in, and some of them were great soldiers. Some of them weren't.
And now a commercial break. Stay tuned for more of the Bearheart Show coming up right after these messages.